All right, it's 100.7, The Tiger. That is High Valley, and she's with me. Hey, it's Sugar Lips, Chris Powers right here. We're going to look at the forecast coming up again next hour. Mr. Jay Grimes in the WAFB Storm Center. What will it look like for Turkey Day? We'll find out. Cole Swindell also, Let Me See You Girl. Jason Aldean, They Don't Know. And Chris Young's Losing Sleep. Right now, we got Warner Music Nashville recording artist in the studio right now. I'll tell you what, Ashley McBride, we got you on our Facebook page. And Ashley, first of all, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Man alive. Okay, oh, you sit there and you say, okay, we're going to have a little concert. And you start singing, and my goodness, the voice just comes out. I know you were telling us a story about someone who didn't think you would make it, and oh my goodness, whoever, they must have not heard you sing.
Yeah, I was really shy, though, and I'm still kind of shy. It doesn't come off that way, but I am.
Yeah, you know, and it's weird that you say that, too, because Alan Jackson was shy. It's amazing how people can be that shy and get in front of thousands of people and sing.
Yeah, well, and singing and playing is not a big deal, but sometimes just talking to somebody in an elevator gives you pretty bad anxiety.
And I noticed you were singing, and we've got a video of that on our Facebook page, with your eyes closed.
In a setting like that, I try to keep my eyes closed, and not because I don't want to look at you, but because I don't want you to feel like you have to look at me. Or if you need to check your phone, or if you need to leave in the middle of a song, I don't want you to feel weird about it.
Well, you know, and you say that, but when I pretend to know how to sing, and, you know, sound, okay, I'm a great singer. No, I'm not. But I close my eyes, especially on ballads like that.
Oh, yeah. And, to get in there and really just let yourself feel what it is you're singing to.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Now, let's talk about it. You're from Arkansas.
I am. Originally from Arkansas.
Went to Arkansas State?
Arkansas State University, back when they were the Indians.
Yeah, nice campus there. What made you decide, was there any influence at all that made you decide, hey, I'm getting into this business?
I always wanted to. When I was 12, I heard a song called 16th Avenue by Lacey J. Dalton. Mm. And I asked my mom where 16th Avenue was, and she said, it's in Nashville, Tennessee. I said, that's where I'm going to live.
Wow.
And I did study music at Arkansas State, and then I got tired of doing that. I'm not a very good student. And I moved to Memphis, Tennessee, and started playing there. And then if I wanted to know if I was going to be any good at it or not, I knew I had to live in Nashville.
Wow. How many times did it take you before you got your record deal, singing in front of record labels?
Oh, wow. A solid 2 years of just trying to get meetings. But I've been doing dive bars for 11 years. Sports bars and biker bars and trucker bars. And it really developed a cool sound. And it helped me, you kind of know who I was as a person, which made it a whole lot easier to talk to people once we got to record labels.
All right. And your first big hit, speaking of dive bars.
Yeah.
How about that? Tell us about this song.
Little Dive Bar in Dahlonega, Georgia's a real place. It's just outside of Atlanta. And the song came from us really having a bad day. Me and Nicolette Hayford and Jesse Rice had all three had really awful mornings and decided that there was bad juju in the air. We weren't going to write a song after all. And Jesse shared a story with us about his car breaking down when he was leaving Atlanta. And he made it to Dahlonega before the car petered all the way out and parked in the town square and went inside the Crimson Moon Cafe. And Sean Mullins was in there playing a show, so literally singing Everything's Gonna Be All Right.
Wow.
So he decided to stay, and that night he met the woman that he would marry. So on the worst night or worst day of his life became the best night of his life.
So you were not only a singer but songwriter as well.
Absolutely.
You can hear it in the stories that you tell.
Thank you.
The stories are very in-depth and very, you know, to the point.
Thank you.
I like that. All right, do you mind if we play your song?
I would love it.
All right, we're going to play your song right here. Coming up next, right here on 100.7 The Tiger. And folks, you can see her on our Facebook page as well. We've got videos and pictures as well. Ashley McBride, Warner Music Nashville, right here on 100.7 The Tiger.